Today's Amud is Ma'id Katan Gimel Amud Beis. We're holding on Gimel Amud Beis by the top line, the first word. So says the Gemara, Ki Asa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, as he often did, so he told over the Torah that he learned in Eretz Yisrael. So said Rav Dimi that Amar, he said over from a member that he heard in Eretz Yisrael, that Yachal Yilka Ala Taisefes, I might think a person should get Malkus for Taisefes. We'll see what that means. V'nasav la Talmuda lif Torah. However, they gave a drasha, they made a drasha, a limud, that no, you're pater for this Taisefes. V'lo yadanu my Talmuda u'may Taisefes. And I don't know what's the Talmuda, what's the drasha, and what was the Taisefes that were coming to pater. And he brings it, it's a machlekes, that Rabbi Lazar Amar, Rabbi Lazar explained, that Harisha, the Taisefes, is referring to the Isser of plowing on Shemitah. Plowing, there's no, Lahedya at least, there's no lav not to plow on Shemitah. And Rabbi Lazar says, that's the Taisefes, that's what we learn now from the Klal Pradu Klal, like we mentioned in the previous Talmud. V'hachik Amar, and this is what the memory of Eretz Yisrael, this is what it's saying. That Yachol Yilka ala Harisha, I might think that a person should be Chayiv Malkus for being Chayresh, for plowing his field on Shemitah, to ask him a Klal Upradu Klal, because we have a Klal Upradu Klal to say that you're Chayiv Malkus. V'nasev le'tamuda liftura de'im kein kohani prati lamali. And to that we bring the drasha to show that no, you're really your potter. And what's that drasha? That's the drasha that we mentioned on Amud Aleph, the fact that the Torah specifies certain toldos. So we learn out from there that it's only on these toldos that you're chayiv on Shemitah, but for the other toldos, you're not chayiv. You're not chayiv Malkus for being chayresh on Shemitah. So that's the way Rav Lazar explained the memra. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says, that Taisefes is referring to the Yamim Shahisifu Chachamim of Nei Rosh Hashanah. It's referring to Taisefes Shvias. Normally Shemitah, meaning really Shemitah, starts on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah of the seventh year. So now it's the seventh year of the cycle. So now it's a Shemitah year. However, there's Taisefes Shemitah. There's Taisefes Shvias. Already from before Shemitah, there are already some Isurim that apply al Taisefes Shvias, just like we have Taisefes Shabbos, Taisefes Yom Kippurim. So there's Taisefes Shvias. So says Rabbi Yochanan, what the Memra is saying is that I might have thought that you're Chayiv Malkus if you do Malacha during this man of Taisefes Shvias, of Taisefes of Nei Rosh Hashanah, before the Rosh Hashanah, which kicks off Shemitah. V'hachik Amar, this is what the Memra is saying. The Yachol Yilka al Taisefes Rosh Hashanah de Asim Bicharish Ubekatzer Tishbais, because it comes from a drasha, it comes from the pasuk of Bicharish Ubekatzer Tishbais, like we'll see on the bottom of the Amud exactly what that drasha is, but we'll save it for then. So we have a drasha to tell us that there's such a thing as Taisefes Shvias, and therefore you might have thought if you do malacha during that time you're Chayiv Malkus. V'nasav l'tamuda l'ftura k'dabi'in l'meimer l'kaman. And to that we have a drasha, as we'll see later, that there's a drasha of Shabbos Shabbosin from Shabbos Bereishis that we're only going to get to, I believe, on Dalam and Aleph, but there's going to be a drasha that says, no, you're not Chayiv Malkus for that Taisefes. So that's a machlekas of Blazer and Rabbi Yochanan, how to explain what's the pshan in the memra. Is it talking about Taisefes, talking about Harisha, or is it talking about Taisefes Shvias? Now the Chazon Ish and Or HaChaim and Siman Kuf Lamed Hey on our Gemara, so he explains that it's not that. The simple way to read the Gemara is that Rav Dimi came back from Eretz Yisrael. He came to Bavel. He came into the Beis Medrash in Bavel. He said over a Memra, I heard in Eretz Yisrael this line, this expression, that Yachol Yilka Taisefes V'nasav LaTamuda Liftura. And then he said over that V'liyadana My Tamudu My Taisefes, I don't know what's the pshan in the Memra. And then who was in the Beis Medrash in Bavel? It was Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yochanan, and they were arguing what's the pshan, what might be the pshan in that Memra that Rav Dimi is saying over. However, the Chazon Ish points out that can't be, because Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yochanan are Rebbeim of Rav Dimi, and also they lived in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, the Chazon Ish explains that this is all part of what Rav Dimi was saying over. Now, Rav Dimi came to Bavel, and he was saying over that in Eretz Yisrael, they have this memra that's very sasam, that Yachol Yilkal Tesefes of Nasal Vatamuda Liftura, and they don't know, and they say over, oh, we all know what the Pshat is, and they say over, a machlaikis between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yochanan. This is all part of what Rav Dimi was saying over when he got to the Beis Medrash in Bavel, just now, I'll Pshat in the Gemara, that's Kedai to, I wanted to point that out. Fine. Now says the Gemara Vayter, the Mayamim Shalafnei Rosh Hashanah. So we mentioned this idea of Tesef HaShvias. What exactly is this? Where does this come from? What's Tesef HaShvias? What are the days before Rosh Hashanah? Says the Gemara Kedetnan, it's like we learned in the Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in Shvias. It says, Admasai Kharshin Besada Ilan Erev Shvias. How long before Shemitah, it's the very first Mishnah in Shvias, it says, how long before Shemitah are you allowed to be Chayresh? Meaning there's a Zman where you have to stop being Chayresh, you have to stop plowing. There's Tesef HaShvias. For how long can you continue to plow? How long is it mutter? How long before Shemitah does it continue to be mutter to plow? So Beishamei Oimrim calls man Shiyafa Lepri. Beishamei says as long as it's effective for the 6th year's produce, as long as Yerharisha is benefiting and is facilitating the growth of the 6th year's produce, so then that's mutter. However, once it stops benefiting the 6th year's produce, and the only tayelas in such a harisha would be for the 7th year's produce, for the Shemitah produce, so that's already included in Tesef HaShvias. Once you hit that zman, it's aser to be chayrish. So that's the Shita of Beishamei, Ubeisol Oimrim, and Atzeres, that no, you have until Shavuos. That's when Tesef HaShvias starts, that's when you're not allowed to plow anymore, is by Shavuos. Ukraivin Divrei Elu Liyos Kedivrei Elu. And the Gemara tells us that you should know these Shiurim of Kozman Shiafu Lepri and Atzeres, they're very close to each other. They're not very far off. Tosis points out that Beishamei is always the Chumra, so obviously it must be that Kozman Shiafu Lepri is a little bit before Shavuos, but it's around the same time. It's probably going to be the beginning of Sivan. That's when it's Kozman Shiafu Lepri. That's when it ends. And they're Kraven Divrei Elu Liyos Kedivrei Elu. Va'ad Masai Charshin Stehalava on Erev Shvias. So that was talking about a Steilon, a field that has trees. How about a field that has grain, a Stehalava? So how long could you continue plowing a Stehalava on Erev Shvias? Misha Tichla Halecha V'chol's Man Shabnei Adam Charshim Lita Mishkois Umidlois. Says the Tanakamo, it's Kozman that there's Mishatichla Halecha, until there's no more moisture in the ground from the rain, and an equivalent shear to as a simon to know when that is Kozman Shabnei Adam Charshim Lita Mishkais Umidilois. So long as people are still plowing their fields because they want to plant different types of melons and gourds. Rav Shimon Omer. Reb Shimon says that no, that's not a good shear because imkain nasna taira shear lekol echad ve'echad biyadai. So then it's going to come out that the taira gave a shear to each individual. Each individual could just say, oh yeah, I'm plowing because I want to plant some gourds, some melons, and it's not logical that would be the shear. So rather Ella, or maybe it's going to the first shot that kozman shemisha tichla halecha. Everyone could just say that, oh yeah, it was kala halecha. And therefore it was loy kol sahalecha, and therefore he's still out of plow, even though someone else's field it was kol sahalecha, and therefore that's not a good shear to give. It's not very defined. Ella said Reb Shimon that the shear is b'steya lava nada pesach u'b'steya ilon nada atzeres. So steya ilon is until Shavuos. That's like we already had before from Beis Hillel. And Reb Shimon says that when it comes to steya lava, you have until Pesach. Va'amar Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Bishu Mar Kapara, that Rabbi Gamliel u'beis dinoi nimnu al shnei parakam halalu u'bitla. That even though these are the two azmanim for Tesefes Shvias, by Estea Ilon, let's say Lefi Beis Hillel, you have until Shavuos, and by Estea Lavan, so you have perhaps until Pesach, whatever the shir is, these two shirin, Rabbi Gamliel and his Bezdin, they came and they were mevatel these days, and now you're allowed to continue plowing all the way until Rosh Hashanah. There's no din of Tesefes anymore. And Amarle Rabbi Zeir Lor Beavayu. So says Rabbi Zeir to Revayu, Va'amila Reish Lakash Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Gamliel Ubeis Dino Hechi Matsu Mevatli Tekanta De Beisham Ubeis Hillel. How could they just do that? How could Rabbi Gamliel and his Bezdin just go and be mevatel something that Beishamim and Beis Hillel were misakin? Vatanamba, we learned in the Mishnah that Ein Bezdin Yachul Vatal Divrei Bezdin Chaveri. A one Bezdin can't go and be Mavatal, a din, a takana of a different Bezdin. Elaim Kain Gadol Mimenu B'Chachma B'Minyan. Unless the second Bezdin is greater in Chachma and in numbers than the first Bezdin. So how could, what's the pshat of this? How could this be? How could Rabbi Gamliel and his Bezdin just go and be Mavatal, the takana of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel? So says the Gemara, so that was the kasha that Reb Zeira asked Rabbi Avayu. So says the Gemara that the Shtaimim kasha achada. That Rabbi Avayu, he was taken aback. He was talking, he chapped him. He didn't know what to say. And then Amr Lay, then he said back like this. That Amr ka chitnu beinayhan. But maybe we can answer that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, when they made the takana to stop plowing already from these two different zmanim, so they made it tonight. And they said that kol ha'raitza levatul yavo vivatel. They already had it built into their gzera, their takana, was that if a later bezdin wants to come and they want to be mevatel their two dates, so then they're allowed to. Why would they make such a tanai? You know, typically when you make a takana, so you really hold of it. Why would you say a later bezdin could just go and be mevatel it? Taisus explains because they understood that maybe later on in time the fields won't be able to handle such a thing. So therefore they said if a later bezdin feels that they need to be mevatelet, so they can be mevatelet. And so that's the pshat in the history behind Tosefta Shvi'as. However, the Gemara has a kasha on this series of events. And that is that, did who he? Is it theirs? Is Tosefta Shvi'as Beis Shammai and Beis, is it Shammai's and Hillel's? It's Shammai's and Hillel's that they could just say, if a later Bezdin wants to come, it'd be Mevatel Tosefta Shvi'as, so they could just be Mevatel Tosefta Shvi'as. Shammai and Hillel aren't the ones that invented the concept of Tosefta Shvi'as. They just gave us the dates. But Allah l'maisha misinahi. But really the concept of Tosefta Shvi'as, that you have to be Maisif, so that's a halach l'maisha misinai. Zamer Rav Asi, Yom Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Nechunya, Yish Bikas, Bishchurton. Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Nechunya, Yish Bikas, Bishchurton, that Aser Netiya is Arava, V'nisach HaMayim, halach l'maisha misinai. So Nisach HaMayim is the pouring of the water on the Mizbeach on Sukkot. Arava is that which they did in the Beis HaMikdash. They would go around the Mizbeach with the Arava. And then the one we're focusing on is Aser Netiyos. There's a halach l'maisha misinai that if you have 10 Netiyos, 10 young saplings, young trees, and they're planted in a field that's relatively small, it's only 50 square amas, so there's a lot of trees in a smaller area, and they really need your help. You need to be able to plow the field, or else it's gonna get destroyed. So there's a halach l'maisha misinai that you're allowed to plow the field. That even though normally there's Tosefta Shvi'as, here there's a heter before Shvi'as, during the zman of Tosefta Shvi'as, you're allowed to plow the field. Now, if you see that there's a halacha ma'isha misinai that's allowing you to plow the field during Tosefta Shvi'as for this case of Eser Netiyos, so that means you also see that there's otherwise, that there is an Eser, that there is a concept of Tosefta Shvi'as. So the concept of Tosefta Shvi'as is a halacha ma'isha misinai. So Shammai and Hillel have no rights to say whoever wants it could just be mevatel Tosefta Shvi'as. And if so, Rabbi Gamliel and his bezin have no right to just undo Tosefta Shvi'as. So what's going on over here? Says the Gemara, the first Mahalach we'll do today, that Amr Rav Yitzchak, Ki Gemiri Hilchasa, is Shloishim Yom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. The Halach L'Mesh Mesinai is that starting Rosh Chodesh Elul, 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, or perhaps a little bit more than Rosh Chodesh Elul, 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, so then you're not allowed to plow the field. Va'asu Hani, and then came Shammai and came Hillel, and tikun mipesach u'me'atzeras, and they were misakin that no, by stay alavon you have Pesach, by stay Elon you have atzeres. Even Bishamah, it's a little bit of a different shear, but it's relative. It's basically the same. They were misakin these two dates for stay alavon and stay Elon. Va'asnu b'detu, and they made it tonight. They kol ha'raitz levatul yavo vivatel, and they said whoever wants to go and be mevatel our earlier date, so you're allowed to go ahead and do so. So when we said that Rabbi Gamliel and his bezdin that they were mevatel these two dates, they weren't mevatel Tosefta Shvi'as. Avada, they still held that you're not allowed to plow the field 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. That's already Allah l'maisha misinai. The thing that they were mevatel was to extend the Tosefta Shvi'as even earlier from Pesach and Shavuos. That's what they were mevatel. Now, as the Gemara, we mentioned that Tosefta Shvi'as is a halacha ma'isha misinai. Ask the Gemara, is that true? Vani hilchasaninu? Is it really a halach l'meshe b'sinai? If something's a halach l'meshe b'sinai, it means that there's no pasuk for it. Halach l'meshe, everything's a halach l'meshe b'sinai. There's no halacha that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't learn from a Kadosh Baruch Hu on Har Sinai. So the whole Torah was taught to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai, and it was passed down throughout the generations. So everything is a halach l'meshe b'sinai. The Rambam explains in his Akdama to Pirsha Mishnayis, that what we call in Shas a halach l'meshe b'sinai is something that you don't have a pasuk for it. Meaning every drasha is a halach l'meshe b'sinai. Every pasuk is the drasha from the pasuk is a halach l'meshe b'sinai. That which Chazal only calls certain things a halach l'meshe b'sinai, it means it's something that doesn't have a drasha for it. It's something that we don't have a drasha. We only have it as a halach l'meshe b'sinai. So that's what we call a halach l'meshe b'sinai. The moment you have a pasuk for it, so then it's not called Allah HaMosh Misina, it's just a regular drasha. So ask the Gemara, Vahani Hilchasaninu? Is Taisefa Shvius really a Allah HaMosh Misina? Krayninu, we learn it out from a pasuk. Ditnan, or Ditanya, that the pasuk says, Becharishu Bekatzer Tishbais, which seemingly might be talking about Shabbos, but we'll see Rabbi Kiva darshans it to be talking about Shemitah. The pasuk says you have to rest from plowing and harvesting. So Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says that Ein Sarach Loimer Charish V'Katzer Shal Shvius. The pasuk doesn't have to tell me that you're not allowed to plow and you're not allowed to harvest on Shemitah. Sharei Kver Nemer Saduch Alei Sizra Ukar Mechalei Sizmor. The pasuk already tells me on Shemitah that you're not allowed to plant your field, and it says you're not allowed to harvest your kerem, and then it continues and it says a sviach tzircha leitikser. So it says straight out you're not allowed to be kaitzer. So why would the pasuk tell me becharish ubekatzer tishbais? It's obvious. I already know on Shemitah also you have to stop. You're not allowed to harvest. So elo charish al erev shvias shenichnas l'shvias. What the pasuk is telling me is that even on the sixth year, even during the sixth year, there are times that you're not allowed to be chayrish if it's only a te'eles for the seventh year's produce. So then you're not allowed to harvest even during the sixth year. Even the sixth year going into a Shemitah, there's sometimes an iser to be chayrish. Uktzir shel shvias sheyatzu lemotzei shvias. And sometimes, even though Shemitah is technically over, it's the eighth year already, there's still going to be an iser to harvest when it comes to certain produce that they only grew a very minimal amount during Shemitah. So then you're not allowed to harvest them on Matzah Shvias. They have Kedusha Shvias. So that's what the pasuk is coming to tell us, is about this din of Tosefa Shvias. So again, so the Gemara's kasha is, and how could you tell me it's Allah l'mesh misinai? We see that Rabbi Akiva darshans it from a pasuk. Now that we mentioned the fact that Rabbi Kiva darshans it from a pasuk, the Gemara tells us that Rabbi Shmuel learns from this pasuk something else. Rabbi Shmuel says that no, the pasuk's talking about Shabbos, and it's saying that you're not allowed to be chayresh, you're not allowed to be kaitzer on Shabbos. Says Rabbi Shmuel that the pasuk's coming to tell me is that ma charish rishus, that just like plowing, so a person's never plowing and doing it as a mitzvah. There's no plowing that's be'etzem a mitzvah. There's never in the Torah anywhere where there's a chiyuv to plow something for any sort of purpose. So now, says Rabbi Shmuel, that just like the plowing is a rishus, and the Torah is telling you that you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos, so af katsir rishus, so too when the Torah is saying that you're not allowed to be kaitzer, you can't harvest, it means specifically in a case that it's not for a mitzvah, it's just a rishus. However, what would be if you have a harvesting that's a mitzvah, like you have by katsiras ha'imer, so then it would be mutter on Shabbos, so yatza katsir ha'imer, shehi mitzvah. It's coming to exclude harvesting for the ha'imer, for the carbon ha'imer, that's actually going to be Daicha Shabbos, and you're allowed to harvest for the Omer on Shabbos. But again, the reason why we brought this brisa is because you see Rabbi Akiva learns Tosefa Shvias from a drasha. So how could you tell me that Tosefa Shvias is a halach l'meshe misinai? This is sort of like a side kasha. We mentioned that Tosefa Shvias is a halach l'meshe misinai. How could you tell me it's a halach l'meshe misinai when Rabbi Akiva learns it out from a pasuk? So Ela Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Ki Gemiri Hilchasa L'mishra Yalda and cry lemeisar zakena. That no, the halacha l'meshe misinai is not telling me about the etzem iser of Tosefa Shvias. It's telling me about the heter. It's telling me that when you have these eser netiyos, these 10 young trees in a small area, so you're allowed to plow the field even during Tosefa Shvias. But the pasuk is what teaches me the iser of Tosefa Shvias, that otherwise you're not allowed to plow. Well, says the Gemara, that doesn't make any sense. V'kevin dehechasa lemishre yalda. So then, lav mameila zakena asira. Why would the Torah do such a thing? If I have anyways halacha meishem Sinai, which tells me the heter of Esther and Atiyos, so implicit in that is that otherwise there's an iser. So why would I then have a pasuk to then tell me that it's aser? Elamai, the whole pasuk's telling me about Tosefes Shvi'as, and it's not halacha meishem Sinai. So how could you say that Tosefes Shvi'as is halacha meishem Sinai when really we have a pasuk? So says the Gemara, El Hilchasel Rabbi Yishmael, and Krei Rabbi Akiva. In Achanami, according to Rabbi Akiva, we learn out Tosefes Shvi'as from a pasuk, and then Taka, it's not a Halacha Meishem Sinai. We mentioned before Esther Netiyos, and we mentioned before that Tosefes Shvi'as is a Halacha Meishem Sinai. That's only if you hold a Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael, who uses this pasuk for a halacha about Hilchos Shabbos, that Ktziras Ha'imer is Deicha Shabbos, so he doesn't have a pasuk for Tosefes Shvi'as. How does Rabbi Yishmael know Tosefes Shvi'as? That's learned out from the Halacha Meishem Sinai. Al Kopanim, whether Tosefes Shvi'as is learned out from a pasuk, or whether it's Halach L'Meish Mesinai, so it's a Machlekes, Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Shmuel, either way, that Isser is only for 30 days before Shemitah. Since that Isser is only 30 days before Shemitah, Shammai and Hillel came, they extended Tosefes Shvi'as even earlier, and Rabbi Gamliel, Beis Dinai, they were Mevatul Shammai and Hillel Stakana, but Avada, they still kept the Din Daraisa, the Halach L'Meish Mesinai, or the pasuk, that 30 days before Shemitah, that there's an iser of Tosefes Shvi'as. So this is all the first teretz. Again, the kasha was, how was Rabbi Gamliel and his Beis Din able to be mevatel Tosefes Shvi'as, and how could Shammai and Hillel make a tanai that someone who wants to come could be mevatel Tosefes Shvi'as? It's a halacha meishem Sinai. It's a pasuk. So the Gemara's first teretz is that the pasuk or the halacha only tells me 30 days before. Shammai and Hillel extended it even more, and Rabbi Gamliel and his Beis Din were only mevatel the extra tekan of Shammai and Hillel. Beis Hashem, in the following shir, we'll say some more terutzim to that to this kasha.